What up, though? This your boy DOC, man, and welcome to another episode of No Offense Podcast. Now, we not gonna keep this too long, but we gonna get straight into it. I just want to say this first. Now, a while back on my Instagram at DocHicksTV, I posted a picture. I had multiple people from New York. Now, of course, I got my own vetting system before I put anything out related to snitching or to paperwork. Either the documents have to be scanned and sent directly to me, the paperwork has to be sent directly to me, or if it's a reputable individual from a neighborhood that multiple people, you know, feel is honorable, is willing to put their own name and reputation on the line to say something. Now, it's a particular individual in jail named Foo Banga. If you listening to this and you from NYC, deal with the hats, the real rights, or anything like that, you may be familiar with this individual. You don't even have to be gang affiliated. You may be just into the hip-hop scene. You may know who this guy is. Now, credits to BBN Network. They had a conversation with Foo Banga, and I'm about to play to you what he said. But let me just start off by saying this. Go back 2-3 months ago on my Instagram. I posted a picture of Shotty on my Instagram with his, you know, when you go look up a person in jail or whatever, and it said he was basically moved. I'm you know, saying this, paraphrasing. They moved him, and he was in an undisclosed location. Now, that told me something when I first heard it. So I did my due diligence to look into it. But as I'm doing my due diligence, 2-3 different people in my inbox started hitting me up and was like, hey, bro, my cousin is locked up with them in this particular facility. And they heard that he talking. I heard this 2-3 months ago. And that's the reason why they moved him. But I just simply put up the picture saying that he was moved to an undisclosed location. You had some people like, oh man, does this mean he's ratting? Whatever the case may be. And then you had a lot of people in there talking shit. Like, oh man, don't post it. You saying this on Shotty name, man. He honorable, this and that. I'm not saying he honorable, not honorable. But this is one of their partners. This is some people from y'all turf from out there in New York saying that. Let me just go ahead and play it. Hold on. Let me get to it so I can go ahead and play it and stop talking. Hold on for 1 second. Let me get this ready so y'all can hear this.
That there's people talking about you.
Oh yeah, nah. My lawyer, he's saying that Shotty had turned heaven's homes. That Shotty cooperated with him and shit. He ain't never stayed Mel, so I don't know where nobody got that from. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so it's Shotty, not Mel. Copy. That's good. How you doing in there, by the way?
Nah, you know I'm Gucci, you know we're proud of. You know what I'm saying? I'm always gonna be good. You know what I'm saying?
Alright, that's what it is. Because a lot of people have been asking me about you. I just want to be 100% sure. You're saying Shotty is talking, not Mel.
Not Mel.
Alright, good. Because, you know, Mel got a lot of love out here. It's good to know that he's staying solid. That's a fact.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. That's a fact. Cause, they was gonna add me to the RICO law and shit. But Shotty had went back to like 2004. He was like showing them pictures of BML and like showing them a whole bunch of bullshit.
Wait.
Back in the day.
So, y'all just heard that directly out of Foo Banga mouth. He said Shotty went all the way back to 2004, showing them pictures, text messages, and different things of that nature. And that's where the part of he said his own attorney told him this. Now, I'm not here for no personal. This, I've never been about that. It's all about the content. It's not about me. But sometimes I do have to address certain things for people that may be new to my platform that have not been around for a long time. I don't just put out stuff for likes. I do not put out stuff just for retweets. I do not put out stuff just to garnish attention or try to go viral. I do not do that, especially when it comes to either homosexuality. I don't do that when it comes to ratting, snitching, or anything, because those are serious accusations. You do not put that jacket on a man without no proof. Now, the reason why I be playing this now is because Foo Banga is currently incarcerated. So my thing is, for the people, when I put that up, I put it up just to see where people's minds was going to go. I didn't put the caption and say he ratting or nothing that, none of that. I was waiting for this information to come out. So shout out to BBN Network for talking directly to someone that's incarcerated right now that's faced with this situation. And this is crazy because just maybe 2 days ago, shout out to DMF Blake. He was on episode 5 on here. We were talking about, you know, different topics and different things like that. And it just, a topic of mine came to mind was like, everybody ratting. Everybody ratting. Everybody snitching. Like, the codes of the streets is almost exempt. It's almost gone, period. Like, no one abide. I'm not going to say no one. It's a selected few that abide by these rules. When people feel like they got money and stuff that they trying to come back out to, out here to, they feel like they'll do anything. They willing to sacrifice their reputation. Because we already seen from the get-go, people was making millions of excuses for Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm not going to say you should have known better, but when I seen his first Breakfast Club interview and he said he just came home a year ago, I already know those stages. He's a foot soldier. He's an individual just getting down with a gang, so he's trying to show to them that he live, and on top of that, he's trying to show the world that he live just for his reputation, but at the end of the day, he the cash cow. He the person that's bringing in the money, so that's where the conflict of interest was going to constantly be a tug of war at, because you the new person. You know you're not about that life, but you the one making the money, so people got to follow you. And these people that's following you know they only doing it just for the money. So where do you think that's going to turn to? It can't have a good ending. It was not built off of anything genuine. And, you know, I was talking to my homeboy, the one that even put me up on this information. Shout out to him. I asked him, because he's from NYC, and I was asking him, like, man, how do people from around their field, because during that whole year run with Tekashi 6ix9ine, I thought I would have heard more backlash. I thought I would have heard more individuals from NYC, you know, talking. It's not necessarily talking down, but speaking against it, so to say, or voicing their opinion to separate. Because it was, to me, I'm not going to say you can't give a whole city, you can't give every person, every street dude, or whatever the case may be, an L for one individual. But in the rap scene, of course, that left an L hovering over the whole city, because that was the face of your city, and it's a fake gangster, and no one wanted to speak against it. It's a difference between hating, and it's a difference between speaking the truth. It's a difference between hating, and it's a difference between speaking the truth. Like I put out, the dude, John Doe, that's one of Rallo homies, day one homie, known him since a child, posted the other day on Instagram that Dookie Wild, a dude from Alabama that was down with Fam Goon, he put out his paperwork. And you had some suck-ass dude talking about, oh man, you telling on the teller, so you just as bad as a rat. Like, nigga, one, do you know what snitching means? People do not have no clear, and I had to look at his profile picture, and I'm not to say that all Caucasian people may not know what snitching is, but I'm looking at him, his demeanor, how he looked through his picture, so I understood that this dude is just talking to be talking. He dressing, he got on a, Chicago hat and all this stuff, baggy clothes, but you ain't really from this culture, you don't even know what snitching is. By me putting out paperwork, the paperwork means it's typed up by the police. So this means this is information that the police already knows about. How am I providing them any information to get someone else indicted, locked up, or fucked up by putting out the paperwork the police already knows? If you in your neighborhood, you doing your 1-2, and you, even if you on the sidelines, but definitely if you indulged in the game, and you see a group of 10, 20 people in your neighborhood or your block, city, or whatever the case may be, and you know a person is actively ratting, you don't sit there and don't say nothing. I'm not saying that you necessarily have to put them on blast, but you need to let your people know not to mess with dude because he ain't right, and you need to provide the paperwork to let them know what's going on. Because you would just sit back and watch your whole team, your homies, your brothers, your sisters, or whatever, whoever doing whatever, you would see them all crumble and fall, and you knew that this person was no good. But you know, it ain't no reason to go back and forth with an ignorant individual talking about you telling on the teller. Do that even make fucking sense that you telling on the teller so you just as bad as a rat? Like, come on, my dude. Like, I can't even call you my dude. You just stupid. You just stupid. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, man, and the crazy thing about it, this day was coming right up under our nose and we didn't even know it. That's just like what Peter Hsu, and there's multiple other people that said it, but since we're speaking about New York, I'm going to quote something that Peter Hsu said, paraphrase it. He went up on Funflex and he was like, man, why is all the rats coming home from jail getting movie deals? Hollywood is in cahoots with the government and everything else. I'm not saying from A to Z, every movie they put out, but it's a lot of agendas going on. If people see things past the surface level, you know it's a lot of things going on in this hip-hop game. It's a lot of things going on in this music industry. They know the power and control of what they have when they put in this music and what they put on this TV screen. Some of the biggest movies from Paid in Full, Henry, what was they in? Was that Goodfellas or Casino? I'm talking about you got the Frank Lucases of the world. I'm talking about the list goes on and on, on and on. You know, all the way up until the Tekashi 6ix9ines and the Dookie Wilds and a million other quote-unquote gangsters, the Alpos of the world, everybody snitching. And it's becoming more of an incentive to be a snitch than be real. Because people are looking at it from the perspective, and I'm not condoning it, but the average individual that's not coming in the game and getting tutelaged by a real OG... See, if you got an OG that's just using you as a crash dummy, they're not putting you up on their game. They want to keep you as naive and as dumb as possible so you can just go do what they say so they can benefit and financially come up off of you. But if you got a real OG that's concerned about you and know that you're going to be in that world or you was born in that world and that's just what you're going to do, they going to sit you down and give you the steps from A through Z to let you know the pros and cons, and if this happened, this is how you react on the good side and on the bad side. People are not getting that tutelage. They're not getting that information. So when they coming into the game thinking it's about just popping bottles, messing with women, and spending money, throwing money, being on the gram, and they say then they're 80 to 87% of the people that's getting jammed up right now in the streets, the police is using social media as a major part of their case. And my thing is, we have had numerous amount of examples of people getting fucked up off of social media, and people are still doing it because they're garnishing and they wanting attention. Attention is worse than the drugs that they're selling on the streets, because people would do anything to even put their freedom on the line just because they want some likes, retweets, and some followers. I'd rather have less followers or no followers at all and have respect than have 1 million, 2, 3, 4 million followers, likes, and retweets, and people don't respect you. Because that's the only thing that you could take to the grave with you is your respect. Because if you a sucker, you're going to die a sucker. If you real to self, because you can't be, I ain't going to say you can't be real with everybody, but you can't fuck with everybody. You can't please everybody. But that don't mean you got to be a snake and stab other people in the back. But going back to what I was saying, people are not taught this. When they get in these positions, they folding. It's more incentives. The police then are giving people monetary incentives. They definitely giving them time off incentives or just skip jail and come home free incentives. They damn near got snitches on payroll, where this payroll may be paying them more than with the little couple ounces that they were selling on the street and only getting a $20, $30, $40, $50 return. Now you get jammed up and it's a nigga that you was hating on because you was already a sucker and a hater. Now you want to bring him down, but you feel like you're going to bring a lot of people down. Now they got you on the payroll. You ain't went through no training to get no badge or no certificate, and you out here doing more work than the police. And all they got to do is just come at the end of the night and sign their name on all the statements that you put in. They don't damn near have to do no paperwork no more because you doing all the paperwork, because you doing all this talking. See, this is a topic that I don't go too hard on YouTube. But it's that time with this No Offense, because we got to show a difference between a lot of other people that's, you know, that's tackling these topics. They really don't come from this cloth. They really don't come from that cloth, for real. They don't. I don't care if your mama and your daddy, your brother, your sister was hustling and you was born in it. I don't care about none of that. It's about your character. Who are you? What stripes did you put in for people to respect you? Did you get your own hands dirty? I'm not one of these people that glorify people that get shot or the shooter. Because I understand real organized shit keep the crime down, because the crime and bodies bring police. So when shit is really organized, people try their best to keep war down. So all the shoot 'em up, bang, bang, extra tough shit don't impress me. That don't impress me. I like to see a person's intellect. Because the biggest threat that you can be is have some street morals and principles, but also be educated and know how to move and be a businessman. Not just to be no wild, savage ass, backstabbing ass snake out here. That's basically the definition of a street nigga nowadays. But everybody ratting. That's what the whole thing about the Dex Sosa Hussy whole thing. People missed the whole point. Out of that 2-hour documentary / interview, that one of the main things that should have stood out to people, what he said. He said the blueprint to conspiracy is really the people that you sitting around next to every day, you calling your brother, slapping up, drinking and smoking with. Those going to end up being the people that's going to take you down. Those will be the individuals that's going to take you down. It's the people that's closest to you. We got to stop repeating these phrases and really apply them. It's not a mistake when they say your hate come from the people that's closest to you. It's real. It's real. Because they feel like they know you. They feel like they should supposed to be in your position. Then you may try to reach back and try to help these same people out. But people so caught up in pocket watching and don't even know when they looking in the mirror that they really are a hater, but they pocket watching you. There's a chain of command to everything. From white collar crime to drug trade to even to illegal business. There's a chain of command. If you come into a job flipping fries, how you gonna hate on the CEO of McDonald's because you ain't making the same money? You're not putting in the same moves as this person. You're not sitting down having these meetings and expanding and doing the marketing and promotion and making sure that the product good and doing everything else that come with this. So because you flipping fries, you can't be mad at the CEO. But it'd be that person that's flipping fries. And sometimes it could be that damn assistant, because that assistant want to get you up out the way. Because you damn sure for sure got a lot of snitches out here that's running organizations right now because people respect the money. They do not respect the character. The character don't mean nothing. Character means nothing to people nowadays. It don't at all. People care about the money. And undercutting, stabbing people in the back, lying on individuals to do anything to get to the bag. And then we'll play the victim at the end of the day when everything blow up in their face. If something was not built off of something being real and genuine and truthful, it's never going to see its full potential. Because eventually the game's going to outweigh what's supposed to really happen at the end. But we don't want to get too deep about this. You know what I mean? We can go back over to my IG and have the rest of this conversation. This is something you definitely can do. You look up at the top. If you're watching this on Anchor, you can leave voice messages. If you got some opinions, you got something that you want to say, go ahead and click that button. Leave a voice message. Shoot it back to me. And eventually I'll do a whole nother podcast. Just like a bonus episode. And include some of you guys' responses. And I'll respond to some of the things that you guys were saying. But for real, man. Eventually, this is on Fubanga. This is a dude from New York. This is on him of what he's saying. That his attorney came back to him and said, Shoddy is cooperating. So that means at some point in time that the paperwork will come out. That means when it come out, I don't care about being the first person or the last person. But once I post it on my IG social media, or if I choose to on my YouTube, all you individuals that was talking that shit at the beginning, you got to go ahead and tip your hat. You got to go ahead and tip your hat. See, that's the problem. Too many of you guys think all of us that do this are cut from the same cloth. You all think that we are all these. And I'm not the toughest dude in the world. I'm not the richest dude in the world. I'm not the weakest dude in the world. I am who I am. I know what I know. I know what I come from. I know what I've been through. And I apply that through my dialogue and how I choose to articulate this and spit it to the world. It's not about ignorance. But my thing is, if you're going to be in that world, you need to play by some rules and you need to surround yourself by people that play by those rules. Soon as you notice that this individual is a snake, ain't shit, you got to remove yourself from them. That's why I said the other day, sometimes the best thing you could do It just fall back. Because when you're in the midst of a crowd and it's a lot of commotion going on, you can't see what's going on. You cluttered by everybody that's on the right and left of you. The only way you can see what's really going on is to fall back and observe it from the outside looking in. And then you can see everybody moves, everything they saying from head to toe, and you can make a more informative decision on what you're planning on doing. From no, I have to leave out with this disclaimer. At no point in time am I trying to tell people to get in the streets, that the streets is cool, that's what you need to do, or any of that. But if that's the life you living, or if that's the life that you're trying to get into, please believe that this is a part of the repercussions that's happening to maybe 80 to 90, probably even higher than that, motherfuckers that's in the game. They're getting snitched on, or they're getting killed by their own people next to them. That's why you need to save that money for attorney fees, because you eventually gonna need it, or you may end up needing to use that money, you know what I mean, to get some people up out of here. Stop spending up all your money trying to be the flyest person on the block. Stop spending up all your money trying to get attention and likes and all that stuff. Stop giving a fuck and worrying about people that don't care about you. Have a reason for the reason why you getting in this game. Try to accomplish that goal, and while you accomplishing that goal, find a way to get up out of it. Do not make it a lifetime career. Because the only way it's going to be a lifetime career is once you a career fucking jailmate, where your career is a 20, 30 year infinity in the grave. Period. Get in, get out, do what you got to do. Stay off the radar. Thank you for watching No Offense Podcast. Peace.